And she had nothing to say to me. And both of us hurt her deeply. It hurt me to have to leave my mother. And it hurt my mother to have to see him again. And she said, "Scott, it's going to be hard out there for you after yesterday."
I left.
My father, he tried to stop me, but the reason is, he had two suitcases, and one was open full of money. Now, you know, I've never seen the court open up a big suitcase of money to begin the trial. Big suitcase full of money, you know, no, the big case.
That's it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Exactly. I mean, it was full of money. I paid no attention to it. That doesn't mean something about myself. I know myself. I don't have that kind of power.
So look at all that money and not even
want to look at it some more. I've got no interest in the money. No interest at all. I'm sorry, that's it.
No business at all. I'm not
going to
take some of that. Didn't even look at
it.
Didn't
even say 2 seconds.
Look at that.
So I know that's not me. That's the protection of God. Praise you, God. Right. Yes. Yes. So anyway, I went away. But I never accepted to obey the law for your excommunication or your being put out of Islam. The law is that when you're put out of Islam, you're not to contact anybody that's in this family to believe in Islam. Your mother, nobody. I knew who the boss was. It was my father. I'll be like my mother. I never called and asked for my mother. I called and asked for gifts. And I only would call him when it was very close to his safest day after his death. And I would call him, and I didn't know whether they were letting me talk to him or not. I didn't know whether they were letting me talk to him or not. Just these are my friends. I have all of my family. This is from us as God visited to our broadcast. That was faithful this month, but he suffered. Okay, volunteer and dread the work. Doesn't ever ask you for anything, he ain't expecting any money. That's how we all work, aren't we? They should live on being built on these ideas. That's how we all work. You have something to do with something in that. I'm your age.
That's right.
Right. Right. We expect our pain and pain is going to be the satisfaction that we have felt.
That's right.
And that's our pain.
That's right.
But anyway. Yes. It's back to that. Yes. David said.
Yes. Every year, I call them. It's just before things.
And I called Mom, and Mom sent her down and called. I'm not sure, but this time I'm thinking it was the Lord meant Jesus. She was a hard little secretary. But at times, she would do me that respect. So I called, she had the phone. I said, Master, the daddy. But she was saying, how, you know, we knew each other, she'd be in the house every day, working there. You know, what about speaking to somebody, you know, they understand closeness and the way we speak and as a family to each other's family. So I said, "Ask you today." She said, "The thing is, It's not the one that's going to get hold of the problem. It's not the problem. Okay, it's the problem. I guess he said, well, I think maybe he's ready to confess. So he said, we came to the problem. I said, Daddy, I come with him. I said, I just want to speak to you and let you know that I am wishing you a very successful Savior Day. Thank you, son. I'm so unthankful. But I can accomplish all I wanted to accomplish, and that was to work on his heart. See, I can talk to you guys in a month. I'm a medicine man. So I don't want to do the work on his heart. That made me feel good. And I want to know, I want to feel good in my spirit and heart, that he was going out there to speak on Savior Day, the most important day for his address, with me on his mind as a hurt or bird. I know if I call him up, let him know I love him. That's it, I love him. And that's the only thing I love him. That's it, I want to see his work to be successful. Share these things with you, but this is what I hope that Savior's Day will be for us.
Right.
A day of observance to recall this issue and to cherish and keep alive that has been responsible for making us a beautiful and new people.
Yes.
So let me continue recalling this history. Important, very important things that occur. Some things were very small, but they left a big imprint on my heart and spirit of soul. I recall all the able, the real productive brothers being locked up in World War II. Many of them too old to go to the army, but they were locked up in hospital and refused to sign a draft card. They were told that if you just signed your name, you wouldn't have to go. You wouldn't have to really be sentenced or locked up. They believed in their hearts that they would have been committing a serious wrong if they signed the card. Because they were obedient to the intent and obedient to the principle.
Yes.
So what's the principle? The principle is more than I refuse to take a gun or strip in your uniform and go fight the war.
Yes.
The principle includes more than that. I don't approve of this idea.
That's right.
I don't approve of you doing it.
The
one who did it to sign the card. Men 58, some of them old veterans, some of them older than 58 years old, locked up, went in prison.
That's right.
One had a pig leg. One had a pig leg. You know?
World War II.
So during that time, when both of the men were in prison, and sisters and few sisters were holding on, strong sisters, I'll never forget those sisters. My mother, a star in the heavens at that time, bear my heart. I'll never forget them. I have an honor from past year, steadfast to the end, past year reading. The wife of my uncle John, Bernstein, Bernstein. Strong old lady, and many more. Sister Marie, my father, yeah, I think I've been talking about it, I'm going to talk last time, who passed reading.
Joshua.
It was Joshua.
Joshua.
Joshua. Mr. Reed Joshua. I know his name very well. Right now I'm here to put a few names back, that's all. I attended the service for her, the funeral for her, here. Just the reason. Just last month. Great people, great babies, great pioneers. One of them have upper floor in a house. I'm a little boy and my sister and two were all too. And it seemed to me that first floor was just not used. That's how the neighborhood, that's how the neighborhood was. It's a poor neighborhood, unkept property, almost a very abandoned piece of property. And you wouldn't believe it. Back then, poor people really in the busy and populated sections of Chicago did not have my clothes on. Can't see that. Didn't have a record store? No. Old pot that is sold, you put a coat in, wouldn't you? And cook your food, you just stuck a hard time on the stove. And that's where we had come. That's where we had come. I'm a little boy. I remember day to day that a similar situation happened. I don't know if it was the same house or not, but it's very similar. You don't even recall the picture, but you can't be sure of it. The same thing about, you know, a boy, a child. And you're trying to recall things. You know, a youngster almost like a camel when it comes to the power of the fist, the hearing, sight, smell, touch. Those are the things that we recall more than anything else. More than what we heard as a preaching or something, you know? And I can even smell right now that house. The smell of that cabinet and that stove on top of the stove, I can smell it in there right now. I can smell that smell. I smell the squash pot. And she was taking on top of that stove. I can smell it right now. I can even tell you the name of it. Acorn squash. I haven't heard anybody here for acorn squash pie, except that day that I was born. But what was that on the web? You know? Maybe about the end of our son, our family out there today. Muhammad Shafi and Muhammad be somewhere out there. Did you get something? I don't know what that's where it is. Anyway, I recall that. And I recall a limited scan of people. Most of the sisters, he's from my heart, was an old, hard working brother. He's dead. He's from my heart. And Marcellus Jordan, another great star at that time, he was dead. He's an old, very about me. They were old ones. But Tom went to prison. There he is now. Anyway, I recall them preaching, like the ministers would, on favor day. And when the preaching was over, passing out delicious apples. And look, we enjoyed and had as much fun and happiness talking to each other. Oh, little boy, hearing others talk, seeing my friends. and looks pretty very, very amazing. I call him, he called him Mason Stark. Mary, Kareem, called Mason Stark. I didn't enjoy looking at that beauty, I looked at that little girl.
We didn't even see sweet peas, huh?
Marley until Robert Elijah Muhammad from prison, so he could get open the camp. He didn't need camp food, right? No camp food. So anyway, sometime in the week, you know, mother was go to the poultry market. That is, you didn't go and buy a piece of dead animal, a lady, a neck, a breast, and stuff like that. It takes where you want to be. You go buy a live chicken whole. And they would give it, you look at it. And if you didn't ask for the feet, you might eat the feet. And you'll see the feet in the showcase the next day. You can wear it back there. You see your feet in the showcase. You sell them and stuff like that. Those who knew what was going to happen to the board, right? They would say, I want to keep my feet. So my mother would keep the feet until they got enough. Keep it out of the feet, that's what I bought it. She said, I bought some more feet. I remember this, I'm selling that right now. And she took those feet, chicken feet. And she had sugar coming in, juice. It was a baby juice. And she brought on our steak with her feet that juice all over her body. What a good man. We enjoy that little chicken feet. I can see it was small. I said, all that goes out of the throat. And then you suck the ball. You take the teeth and you crack the ball. And you sip on it. And you have to use your throat and you sip on it. This is more than a reason of helping out of the They don't know what weed is. You can't have good eating unless you're hungry. And most of us, we eat to be hungry. It's just time to eat. Yeah. But Ramadan has, right? Bring it back to joy. It's very happiness. It's bringing back to joy. Because I'm food all the day long. And it's time to eat there. They need to work hard. Yeah. So anyway, you can't recall these things. I think you're good. These things are very important for us to recall. The people that they say was taught hate. I remember Mike Wallace putting on a special. She was called the hate to do.
Right,
And Cheryl was saying that we were people saying that, yes, they hate you, they hate us, our folks. But he was also saying that the hate of blacks has produced our hate. But I never identified with that. I'm sure if we read this, I'm sure if I did, we never hated anybody. We hated wrong. And that's another thing that I have to accept is just the power of God. He a man telling us that white people are subjects, and that their purpose, their very nature, is to kill, murder. The original man. That's who we're talking about. Yes. So everybody I'm looking at, I was told that their purpose of being on earth was to kill us, murder us, use us. But I've seen them all the time and not hating them. We never think about any high representation.
No, he did not.
But if we call one that he did not a devil, that's the one we want to be killed. So see, if you give somebody something, it's just too far beyond reality. They will give it and love you, they're going to feel that thing. And they know you're helping them to have a good life. So they don't even question what you're saying, but it's double. They're not conscious of any double. But the nature, deep in the core of their being, does not respond to falsehood, does not respond to untruth, does not respond to what is wrong, but only to what is right and true. So the nature in us kept us good. And the army like Muhammad was wise enough to know how to keep that nature in us awake or alive. He was a master psychologist. His teaching made him a master psychologist. He was able to help us, I mean, to speak with fire, speak with anger. And you can see the hate on his face when he was talking about this speaking of that by white people who were cruel and demonic, devils. You can see the anger and hate in my father's face. And then you see him in another situation, and he's smiling with white folks.
That's right.
So that tells me and you that it wasn't for all white people.
Right.
It was for the devil in the white people.
Yeah, right.
And he would tell us, he said, now, he would preach a pastoring sermon. And he would check the sermon. Now, check the audience of the audience of the congregation. He said, I don't think you can kill the devil.
Right.
Don't you try to take this into your hands.
That's right.
And you may be killing some Muslim.
Right.
You heard me say that? Yeah. You may be killing a Muslim.
Right.
He said, leave it to our faith.
Right.
Our faith will take care of it.
Right.
That's even coming. And he would say, respect everyone. And give your employer an honest day's work. He was checking us. He was using the teaching that was and had the power to make us very destructive. Very destructive. Violent warriors. But he was tempering it all the time. And obviously the power of God was on his side.
Right.
Almost, who has the power to fire people up like that? And then let go. And they go out so peacefully, remain civilized and peaceful. That power was not the organizing Muhammad's power. God was in that power.
Right.
See, that's what we have to realize. God was in that power. Now, here's something else I want to bring your attention at this point. I know you read the Bible. Most of it came from church, or from Christianity, from Christian power. I'm coming out there as a Christian couple. There are Muslims, there are Jews, and others, but the public knowledge won't mix in there. But when we were coming up, back then, in the time I'm talking, we were both in a Christian couple. Very few other religions. Now, if you are acquainted with the Bible and its story,
of nations or people, like the Jews or Hebrews. Who were mistreated by others and became the property and victims of others. You read about how they got into trouble. Evil rulers that didn't like them because they were different. You read about that, don't you? You read about God not liking the treatment that they were getting, and how God, the Almighty Creator of the heaven and earth, took up the issue and took the side of the victim. And eventually brought help and salvation to the victim.